Oh my gosh.
1917. Do you believe this shit?
I haven't seen it.
No one has.
Is it out?
No one's seen it.
Yeah, honestly, it's out, but it's barely out.
No one.
That's like
me.
That's. It's not even out. It's like we showed this to.
It's a soft
like,
opening right now. It's in like 6 theaters.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Yeah. Which is why I kind of don't. I've stopped really caring about the Golden Globes. I didn't watch them. I just watched like some of the highlights. And it's because it's so early in the like year that we haven't had time to see a lot of these movies that came out in December or even, you know, no, yeah, December, I'd say. It's too soon.
The Globes are yanking my chain and I don't care for it.
No.
I like They're my chain it. Where it was. I don't need it moved. Thank you, Golden
Don't touch
Globe.
My chain.
I was okay with Brad Pitt winning Best Supporting Actor.
Was that for
I like that time? He said, hi, Mom and Dad.
That was cute. He was that definitely was on drugs. Brad Pitt was on. He was either very drunk or he was on something. I don't know. Just like the way that he was talking.
The way
he
kept injecting himself with that stuff. And maybe just think he was on drugs.
No, he just.
No. Those were acting lessons he was putting in his veins.
I saw a tweet yesterday from Mara Wilson, the girl who played Matilda. She said, I was at the Golden Globes one time and I was standing next to Quentin Tarantino and that's not the best part. She goes, I was standing next to Quentin Tarantino and my parents had never done anything harder than sharing an anniversary drink. But the minute I looked at him, I thought this person is on drugs. And I was like, yeah, that's. Sort of seems like the type of person that Quentin Tarantino is.
That seems very Tarantino.
It's like he's got the face now of what his face turned into in From Dusk Till Dawn. He looks more and more like that vampiric Richie Gecko more and more every day.
Oh, Jared, I still have your copy of From Dusk Till Dawn. I need to give that back to
I
you.
I know.
Next time I see you send it, in real life, I'll give it back.
You could send it to my P.O. box.
No.
69420.
I don't trust the Shrek mail with your movies. I would never.
Yeah, that's true.
Jared, this is a Blu-ray. It is first class mail or nothing.
Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Put me in the mail.
Speaking of.
I'll mail myself.
Blu-rays. Who are we? What are we doing here? Why are we here?
Who am
that's
I?
You know, that's the question. We're here to stop you from wasting your money on seeing 1917.
You haven't even seen
so don't
it.
Do
what
it.
If it's really good?
I basically saw it. Okay, on New Year's Day, I binge watched Mr. Robot.
Okay,
and every fucking commercial was like a 45-second clip of Sam Mendes and the two main boys of 1917 saying, oh, yes, hello, we're the two main boys. And this is our director, Sam Mendes. And he's like, hello, I'm Sam Mendes, director of Skyfall. And now, 1917. And I'm like, go back to Skyfall, you piece of shit.
I feel like I'm sure that 1917 is a really good movie. I'm not knocking it. But at the same time, I already saw They Shall Not Grow Old. Which was the World War I documentary from England's point of view that Peter Jackson made. And it was like one of the most incredible documentaries I've ever seen in my life because of the way that they were able to restore that old footage and add voices mm-hmm. to it and colorize it. It's like, I feel like I've seen this story, but better already.
Yes.
I'll watch it. I'm going to go see it, but...
It's good. Plot twist, they did grow old.
Some of them did. J.R.R. Tolkien
did. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, like I saw... Yes. I saw. They Shall Not Grow Old. If you get the chance to see it, especially in theaters, run screaming to go see it. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
But, yeah, I...
Speaking of documentaries Cammy really likes, I'll try this again. Who are we? What are we doing here?
I'm your favorite magic ghost baby, Cammy.
You've broken the
and
order.
Hi.
Today, well, I'm sorry. Kyle. Beggars can't be choosers. Kyle, I'm Cammy. And you know what? Everybody's happy about it.
Yeah.
MagicGhostBaby.tumblr.com. Holy smokes. Who are you?
That's my MTV. That's my MTV. Me?
No, I me. Don't know. It has to be me. I'm Kyle, and I'm going second room. Today. I should be going third.
Oh, no.
And now because we have to keep this order, who's that working the magic?
Your producer Kaylee's over here, and who's on the phone?
No, he's in the same room as us.
Opportunity. Oh. Hello.
I lied.
My name is Jarrett Miller, and nope. I'd like to sell you some jewelry.
Jarrett, we're going to cut. I'm going to change it.
No, it's fine.
No, we're going to fix it.
It's not broken.
I fucked up.
What happened? Oh, yeah. Did something happen? Because everyone got a lot quieter. I wasn't sure.
No, Kaylee said that you were on the phone. We were going to keep up the facade that you were in the room with us. But I think it might be funnier now that we're talking about it to leave that in.
We've bantered it into life.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with this.
Okay, so Jarrett. Who are you now?
Hey.
I mean.
Wait, say that again?
What? Introduce yourself.
No, what
bud.
Did you say?
Say your name.
Hi, I'm Jarrett Miller, and I'm an African Jew. How are you?
I'm good.
I can't disprove that, but I don't believe it.
So you really liked Uncut Gems, huh?
Oh my God, my film of the year.
Was it really?
Hands down.
It was?
I loved it so much I had to pirate it.
Oh, sure.
Yarr.
That's good because I want to go see that sometime this week.
I'll give it to you if you want to watch. It's no, it's DVD
quality. I want to give it the box office money. I'm going to do that. But if I want to watch
I've
it again.
I've seen it three times
certainly.
Already.
Let me know when you go. I might be able to go with you. Unless it's on Thursday and Friday.
Let me know when you guys go because I want to go and see it with all of you and see your faces. Kaylee, you down?
Yeah.
Uncut Gems.
Hell yeah.
I want to see it. I might be seeing it on Wednesday.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Wednesday night.
I have two free movie tickets.
You know what happens when... You know what happens when you make a square sideways? It's a diamond.
I guess.
Uncut Gems.
Woo!
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 Spooky time.
So this is spooky time. Not. I feel like we need to cut the film talk. We'll save this for another episode of spooky time.
I thought this was our end of the year wrap up.
Yes.
No, we already did.
Let's do it. Okay, Jarrett, speaking of Adam Sandler, I just saw Little Nicky for the first time this past weekend.
Oh, my God.
I know. Last week. And so now I know where that sound clip in our intro comes from.
I command you in the name of Lucifer to spread the blood of the innocent.
Yeah, Chicago.
Hell yeah.
That was hilarious. And like... I had no idea that that's what that was from. I like screamed whenever I heard it. It was, oh my God, so funny.
Oh God, this is great.
I freaked out, like had to pause the movie and go like, oh my God, that's in the
that's
intro
like a 10
of my
out of
podcast.
10.
Stood up in the
top
theater.
Top film of the year.
Yes, I saw Little Nicky in a theater. but no, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's a funny movie.
Oh, thank God. That makes me happy. Yeah. Thank you.
It made me want fried chicken. I still do to this day.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
I don't think I'll ever see that movie, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't think
Are
you'd like
you
it.
Are you fucking kidding me, Kyle? You would love it. There's a demon that gets tits on his head and like a big horny gorilla demon.
Okay, that big horny gorilla demon looks almost exactly like Fluffy from Creepshow. I really think that they used like the same cast for his face.
Probably. I'm sure Sandler was like, holy shit, it's the same prop from Creepshow.
I'm sure that's exactly what he said.
Yes, Mr. Sandler.
You all right, Mr. Sandler? Get right on that, guys. We gotta
right
get
away.
Him the gorilla.
The bathroom's right over there, sir.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So Kyle has a super fun spooky time topic for us today in true Kyle fashion for the past month and a half.
I'm carrying this team.
Yes,
no, my back is
this
fine.
This is Kyle's podcast now. Kyle owns this podcast.
Kyle presents Spooky Time featuring Kyle.
You said you wanted my autograph. If only I had known you, I was signing my rights away to the podcast. I
he got you,
wouldn't
huh?
have done
he
that.
He got me too. I was sleeping.
Yeah. Welcome to capitalism, baby.
He was in my room.
I mean, technically it is your handwriting if he moves your arm in such a way to make the pen
You're
work.
You're right.
if your hand was writing, it's your handwriting. That's what my lawyer taught me.
Good for you and your lawyer.
Jesus, is Johnny Cochran your fucking lawyer, you piece of shit?
Yes, because I like winners.
All right. Okay, so all Kyle, right. What is our topic for today?
Our topic today will be a large discussion. I'm going to posit to you guys a scenario, and we will discuss what it might be like to live in said scenario.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What?
Wait, I'm not ready.
Damn it.
I'm ready.
All right, let me just get everything set up again. I already said the word what.
Okay.
All right, ready?
In a world.
Yeah. What if ghosts were 100% inarguably fact of life real?
Walking around all the time, Haley Joel Osment style, only happier, yes. Maybe?
We can, ghosts will be spirits with unfinished business or remorse or anger, the way that they are portrayed now, but they are just real. They have been so since the dawn of time.
Okay. Okay.
Like, are we talking like unfinished business, like bringing a shotgun to the parking garage to get that attendant back for not validating my car, or
if you feel strongly enough about it to postpone heaven, then yes, you can.
I'm gonna fucking haunt you. Okay, so until I get my,
I want to know how the afterlife works. So heaven and hell, or is it like Beetlejuice where it's just sort of a waiting room?
We
sandworms
don't know.
Not Jupiter, Saturn.
The ghosts are people who obviously have not gone beyond this life. They are dead, but they are not in heaven or hell.
They stick around.
So they don't really know either.
So do they eventually pass on?
If they finish their business.
Okay, but like, what if that's impossible to do? Do they just stick around?
I would say yes. I'm going to give us the rule that it is possible to exorcise ghosts. Send them on their way forcibly. But it is a process. Like in The Exorcist, like it's not just like call Johnny, he does five a week. It's a whole
That's
thing.
That's not how The Exorcist, have you seen The Exorcist?
No, I'm saying it is like The Exorcist in that it's a hard thing to do.
Oh, okay.
It's not a day job you can just knock out four before lunch.
Okay, yes.
I think you need a ghost's permission before you forcibly transmit them from purgatory to the afterlife.
But then it's
who do you think you are?
It's not an exorcist.
White man.
Yeah, but okay, so what I'm wondering is like what kind of rights would ghosts have if it were like
none.
Like, that is something
you
see
we can through
discuss.
Bastards.
Like they obviously like I don't think ghosts would ever be given the right to vote.
Oh, that's you know. I would debate that with you.
Or
well,
like,
if you're in Chicago, they already do
human rights, even though they're not technically like solid humans anymore.
Well, let's.
They still have a soul, and they still.
Do we want to make that the very first like discussion point? Because I have a few bullet points of like how would ghosts affect this aspect of life.
Okay.
So do we want to start with ghost rights?
Ghost rights, sure.
All right. So I'm gonna make
ghost writer.
Yeah.
Ghost writer.
Writer.
All right, so I'm going to make the point that this is going to come up in a few of these things, that let's say you are rich, this is going to be a little bit racist, but white.
Rich as Nazis.
And you don't want to.
Oh, shut up, Kyle.
All right, so we got a bunch of rich white Nazis who escaped to South America, and they don't want to go to the afterlife. They want to keep ruling the world.
Uh-huh.
And so they become ghosts. They have strong enough opinions to stick around.
That is so them.
Would they... Really. Still, in a sense, run whatever company, you know, still have access to whatever wealth, or and then, in essence, just be rich and white forever?
No.
No, you think that...
I think that it would have to... Because if you run a company or a specific type of business, then you're going to have unfinished business unless your business goes out of business.
Like, literally, documents
yes.
upon documents.
Yes, exactly. And I think that it might... That would be way too complicated to keep a ghost running anything unless they were invited to.
Yes.
It's like, if you think this is good for the company, let's keep the ghost working if they want to work, if they want to continue this business.
Well, let's say like Steve Jobs, he died. I mean, I assume he loved his job, so he would want to stick around and help innovate the world even from beyond the grave.
Sure.
So
no, I think he liked exploiting Ethiopian kids and
little from column A, little from column B.
He can do both.
Yeah.
So he was going to want to keep running his business. So when he dies, he's just going to materialize next to his body. Be like, all right, we have a meeting at 2.
I think it would have to be up to like a vote or some sort of like a round table of other executives for the company.
The board of executives would have to.
They decide whether or not it's like good for the company for the ghost version of the CEO to keep running the company.
So let's say like after death, you would almost have to reapply to your job. And then they would have to say like, do we want to hire ghost Steve Jobs or new Tim Cook?
Sure.
No security whatsoever. That makes me nervous. That makes me worried to die. Well, I feel like
but
what if dying?
If you die, you're letting go of so many like earthly things. Like you don't really need money if you're a ghost.
Do we have tails or legs?
I think that's a personal decision, depending on how.
And like, do my business pants like are they like business pants with a belt from the waist down, and then it just kind of like,
can you change your clothes?
Turns into a tail, and I'm wearing like a business jacket, or do I have like business pants, like legs that are see through? Like, can you see through me? Am I wearing real clothes? I want answers.
You are wearing what you wore when you died, or
but
if
you're
you
covered
had a costume
in chains like Jacob Marley.
Yes.
Oh, I'm fucking
you
dead.
Are semi-transparent. You're there, but like, if I move my hand through you, there's that little mist effect.
Oh, okay. So are you I was thinking like Force Ghost, like sparkly blue version of yourself.
I like that.
I think it would be pretty.
What if
but you can choose your color?
As a ghost, you have some metaphysical control over your appearance. Not much. You can tint yourself blue or green, or as Cammy would say, or you can tail your legs as Jarrett would like.
I like
it's like
that.
The Sims.
That seems
you
fun.
You can sort of customize how you look as a ghost before become a ghost.
I love that. That sounds like a good time.
That sounds fun.
All right.
Is it like Beetlejuice where like you are wearing what you died in and you look the way that you looked whenever you died? Like if you got cut in half, you're two pieces now.
I'm going to say
that would be worse.
If you get an injury and you like if I get cut in half but I survive for like 12 hours or a couple days somehow, it affects my appearance. But if it's like instant death, someone shoots me in the head, I don't have a hole in my head. I did not experience my life as a hole in head.
Okay.
What if Street Tough stuck a knife in my throat to rob me for crack money? Like, you're going to tell me I have a knife in my throat and less money because it's being used for some other kids to get cracked up?
I don't think you get money anymore when you're a ghost.
There is no ghost money.
No. I had money when I was human, but the kids killed me for my money, and now those kids did crack, and now they're dead. So ghost justice is there? Well, is there ghost justice?
Let's put ghost justice to the
ghost
side.
Ghost court.
Real quick, I want to back around to Cammy's initial point about ghost rights. My thing was, if you're rich, white, and a ghost, and you essentially rule forever, was they would make sure that they had rights if you're a rich, white, immortal
man. I could also see, though, like, becoming a ghost, like, that is caught. Like, if you're, like, say you're the big CEO of the company, you're the big man on campus, things are going your way. You're making all the right moves, and then suddenly you die. That I feel like it would be treated. What if it was almost treated as like a scandal, like almost as bad as like, oh, they found you in the back seat with like a cheerleader or something. That's not your wife. It's just like, oh yeah, he's dead. Like your stock plummets, and everyone's just like,
I don't know.
Like, oh no.
I guess they companies would have to really try to keep the deaths of like big executives under wraps until they figure out what they're going to do to move forward.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like a ghost executive is like basically the equivalent of like a Silicon Valley CEO going to like Burning Man and then just coming back, and they're all like all into astrology and just like very like speaking cryptically and just like, oh, like what does it even mean?
A lot
man?
Of gears, I'm a lot of like, top hats.
What
yeah.
if we switched
yeah.
from software engineering, man, to herbal teas?
I mean, it's like the internet is trying to bring us together, but also tear us apart.
My tummy is growling. Sorry.
Did you hold your mic up to your tummy, or is that something a different part of your?
No, I should. Every time I start growling, I'll just put it right up. ASMR with Cammy.
Put food in me. And I won't kill
that's
you.
That's what it says. Yes. Wow.
I require popcorn.
I require macaroni pictures.
Bring me macaroni deep fried with a
the
sausage.
Other white meat.
The other white meat.
Mm. Right, Jared, let's talk about Ghost Justice. So you've been stabbed and street toughs took your money.
What's the deal?
One, I guess no one can really get away with murder anymore unless the person is very happy when you kill them.
Yeah, if you have that unfinished business, it's going to be a lot harder because, I mean, they can't kill you after you've already died.
So you just walk up to the police like, hello, officer, I'd like to report my own murder.
Yeah.
Sitcom.
Bum, bum, bum.
It would still have to go through like a... the court system, I think.
Oh yeah, you would just be a ghost witness.
Court,
you would be a ghost witness, and because, like, what if for some reason you lied about who killed you?
Like, if I'm obsessed with a lady, but she rejects me, and I was like, I'm gonna put her in jail, and then I kill myself, but frame her, and then testify that she killed me.
Ghost court is now in session.
You're not going to be a ghost with unfinished business if you wrap your life up in a neat little package before you go.
I feel like the cosmic ethereal plane will recognize your lies, and they'll already be able to tell that it's like they're all seeing and all knowing, and that ghost court will be a farce. It won't be a court. It'll be a judgment, and that's where the... That's where it gets a little sticky there with religion. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the ether judging me for my suicide murder framing, but like if I'm...
All I know is I want to be high on ether when it caps.
Oh, that's how I'm going to go. Like, she poisoned me with ether. It was lovely.
It was awesome.
She poisoned me with ether. She blinded me with signs.
I was just going to say, same amount of syllables. Poisoned me with ether. Wah, 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 wah. She poisoned me
with ether. new song for My Sunset Snakes.
Yay. Oh my God. All right. I love this. I love this discussion.
This is fun.
What a terrific audience. What a terrific audience.
Yeah, the great audience you've ever done here. All right. Let me bring up my notes and see if we can pop into another section.
Notes.
Oops, that's files.
Notes.
Do it.
Oh yeah. I want to tell the audience, if you guys want to donate to Patreon, I found a lost episode of a previously unheard of podcast on my phone the other day.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Back when
the Twilight Zone podcast.
Yes.
Is Taylor on
the one?
That
shall not
yeah,
be
so
named.
Is your sister.
Holy shit.
Wow. You had a name for it, but I wasn't listening. Yeah. It is shockingly similar to this podcast in that we talked about pedophilia almost immediately.
Oh.
Did we?
Yes.
Jarrett, of course what we did.
It's how I cope.
I know.
It was the second episode, the one where the guy makes the sale to the angels or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Those choose goes.
It's Ed Wynn, right?
I don't know. But if you guys want to hear it.
His name is
from Mary Poppins.
Edwin?
Or am I
Edwin
stupid?
What?
I might be stupid. I don't know.
I'm going to make one terrific pitch. One for the angels.
That's him, right?
I don't know.
So
he tried to say
kid,
fun facts.
So the boys and the girls on my block can hear.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear it, donate to our Patreon. I'll set up a tier. Or I won't set up a tier, but I'll give you a number at the end of the 50 episode.
50 cents. Donate 50 cents.
You'll I will give you a teardrop tattoo if you donate to our Patreon.
Oh, it looks like you're crying.
It might look like a star.
Sad?
All right, next.
What did you just
Nothing.
Say?
Never mind.
So let's talk about how ghosts... My phone just buzzed. It's a text message from... I don't care. Dear, she's thanking me for the wine. How would ghosts affect your family life? Let's say you have an overbearing grandma. Cammy, why aren't you married? Where are your kids?
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have one of those.
But if you did, and then she passed away, but she's like, I care too much about Cammy's personal life to go to heaven. And she just... Now she's a ghost whose sole purpose is you.
So she's a smother mother from the nether?
Smother Yikes. Mother from the ether. Smither meether from the ether.
That sounds like the next Nicholas Sparks book.
Oh, God.
I would read that just because...
Let me think. Isn't there some sort of rest home that we can put people in?
Oh, no. You cannot contain the dead. They just go where they want to.
They just go. So are they confined to where they died, or they can just go wherever they want?
They are more strongly connected to where they died. Like, if she died in your house, she can move stuff and, you know, flicker the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
But she can also go to the mall and just, like, watch you if you go there. But she can't do as much there.
Okay, so this... So we're not talking American Horror Story rules here. If they die, it's or not like they die in the house. They're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some free roaming, but they prefer to stay near where they died.
I'm really upset I wasn't able to be on that Beetlejuice episode because I have a theory that Beetlejuice and Dune have a shared are a shared universe.
Oh my God. Because of the sandworms?
Yes. That's where they're opening the dimension to that plant Arrakis.
Wow.
With the sandworms, the spice must flow.
I'd watch the sandworm cinematic universe.
I would. Well, it's also related to Tremors. What do you think about that? Did it just blow your fucking mind?
Hot damn.
Oh, my.
Hot diggity. Are the sandworms the ghosts of the Tremors?
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm watching that.
They're from space, but they got like, you know, they're too big and then they get sucked up into the atmosphere and pew, pew, pew.
Interesting.
They went somewhere else. They went to Tremor Island.
Tremor Island. God damn it.
All right, we'll leave Michael J. Fox alone.
Yeah.
So you got the terrible family members who have died, but they are not going to leave you alone. Is the etiquette then to exorcise them and make them leave you? Or do you have to just be like, they're family. We can't exorcise grandma.
I guess it depends.
I would want some sort of box apparatus that I could condemn them to for all time.
Like one of those thingies from Ghostbusters?
A ghost trap or a Dybbuk box or some sort of like a horror crux, if you will.
Yeah, it's like having an urn on your mantle after someone dies, but it's like a pretty box full of grandma. But it's like her soul, or like her ghost body instead of ashes. Yeah,
grandma, just think of the flask. We'll see you at Thanksgiving and not a minute sooner.
Oh my just God, the really... flask from Little Nicky. That's I want that.
Yeah.
I'll say really stick them in there. Quick, just because you mentioned the urns, like my mom works for the Cremation Society, so whenever I go in to visit her, there's a whole room just full of them.
It's urns.
So that's just like what I thought of. I was just like picturing this room, and then with the ghosts, it's just these people's ghosts.
In these urns. Oh my God.
Selling the urns. So I'm like, buy this one. It was good enough for me. Are you saying you're better than me?
Yikes. I just imagine a world where ghosts are running around and you flip on primetime TV and it's Jerry Springer. And he's like, if you're just joining me, today's topic is I love a ghost and I don't give a damn, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting topic. I think that most of the ghosts that we would be seeing would be young people.
Because
you're more likely to have that, like, unrest, like, that unfinished business if you die too young.
Yeah. Like James Dean.
Sure, yes.
They said he wouldn't stop kicking after he died.
Oh.
Did they?
He had some he had a lot of unfinished dancing in those bones.
I just got a few more years of the dancing to do.
Literally the coroner report, unfinished dancing, very sad, comma, very, very sad.
I love you.
R.I.P.
James Dean.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, I think that sometimes it might be a really, really good thing, you know?
A good thing to be a ghost?
A good thing that ghosts exist, because if you have unfinished business, if you're young and you die young, you know, you can finish your business and you can set everything in order before you move on.
Does this include pets?
No. Animals don't have
just
souls.
People.
Oh God!
Whoa!
We're gonna lose a lot of followers with that one.
For our made-up, what would happen if ghosts were real?
Well,
oh God!
Kyle's Catholic.
I would say that animals do not have the sense of self enough to know what unfinished business is and to
that's
have it.
That's valid.
And so they
need a bone.
Hey, woof, buddy, woof. I got a bone to pick with you. Ghost woof.
Ghost woof.
So I'll say that most ghosts are young people because they don't know how to finish business is young people are so dumb. Like, I don't have the life experience that if I were to die and be like, oh, I want to finish all the stuff I didn't do, death would not make me know how to finish it.
Yeah, you don't necessarily, like, need... Would it be any unfinished business? Like, oh my God, I need to turn in that term paper. Or would it have to be something larger than that?
Something it's your feelings, essentially, that are keeping you here. So if you feel it is important enough to delay heaven, you will stay here. But if it's like, I never picked up my dry cleaning,
yeah,
fuck it,
yeah.
You just move on.
Yeah.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I think it comes back to like a judgment thing. Like, okay, we're going to put you back on Earth because you need to do this.
I'm going to put me back on Earth. It's the individual ghost decision.
There's okay.
St. Peter's not at the gates sending you back. It's
But like, so, can that be taken away if you want to go back for frivolous reasons?
Again, if you feel... Go ahead, Jared.
Well, what about Hitler? What if Hitler came back and he was walking around?
What about
that
nice
Iranian general that died?
Let's not talk about that. That's too fresh.
I know. I'm afraid. I'm afraid World War III is going to come down and this theory is going to become a fucking reality pretty soon.
Oh, that's something we'll discuss on our other podcast. Things we're not going to say on Spooky Time featuring.
Oh, boy. That guy was hot.
Okay. What?
So let's go back to a nicer subject.
Anywho, Hitler.
So, yeah, anyone can make themselves stay for whatever reason they deem is worth it, even if it's like, I'm afraid of the afterlife, so I'm going to make myself stay kind of thing. You can still stay for that.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted to conquer Poland again.
Hitler. They've had enough.
I imagine Hitler would be exorcised by the military exorcists, which I would imagine would be a thing.
Who's that exercise fellow who is very flamboyant?
Richard Simmons.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
In robot form.
Oh, damn it. Never mind. I was going to be like, I could imagine Richard Simmons and Adolf Hitler, like, buddy cop movie.
You can?
But, like, it's like, because he was a failed artist in life, and now that he's like, oh, you Jews aren't so bad. You make the great movies. And,
what accent is that?
Italian.
It's neither here nor there. But him and Richard Simmons are just busting youth who are throwing their life away on drugs.
That reminds me a lot of an episode of 30 Rock where Tracy Morgan and Kim Jong-un did a buddy cop movie.
Now, if that was real, it would be Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman.
That's true.
I think that was the basis for the joke. Like, look at these two people who are oddly friends.
Makes me nervous.
I don't know. I think, would a certain amount of time have to pass before you came back, or would it be immediate?
You're in an incubator?
Because I'd imagine, like, after, or is it Beetlejuice rules, because Hitler killed himself, he automatically becomes a civil servant in the afterlife instead of being able to come back as a ghost?
Well, if I am going to quote Little Nicky again, I know that Hitler is to get a pineapple upside down cake in his bunghole.
Yes.
Not
just every, a pineapple.
That's worse. Ooh, it's pointy.
Yeah, ooh, that's the point.
Right. I think that should stay in play.
What?
That should still be a thing.
Well, I'll say like I said earlier, the ghosts don't know what the afterlife is. Like, they die, and then let's say a few hours have to pass before they can rematerialize, but they don't know where they were for those few hours. They're just like, I'm back. Where's my unfinished business? Maybe they go into
civil
service.
Even if you are the type of person that like exterminated 12 million people, you still can choose to come back if you have unfinished business.
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing that sort of comes out and goes, you know what? We're not good. You. Sorry, I no. just
you can what
you.
To come back?
It is entirely upon the living to exorcise the unwanted dead in this universe. There is no... There might be a higher power to judge them, but they're not present before that power
but,
yet.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're choosing... When you kill yourself, you're basically choosing to die. Especially in a scenario like that, where it wasn't depression that killed Hitler, it was the fact that he lost. So I'm assuming...
It was like, what are the Russians going to do to
I'm assuming that he would want to stay dead.
And
he would not come back. He didn't want to be there anymore. He didn't want to deal with
true.
It anymore. So I think that the whole Hitler scenario is moot because...
Well, let's say he didn't want to be in that... exact situation. Let's say he was like, oh, if I die and come back as a ghost a few hours later, the heat will have died down. I can hide. I can find more Germans and we can start this whole thing again in a few years.
What about if, since you're not like a physical being, what if Hitler, Mussolini, like Joseph Stalin, they were all able to form like one gigantic ghost mass.
I don't think it's like Steven Universe rules. I don't think that's how that works. Where like suddenly
they just become one anthropomorphic
mecha fascist.
Yeah. With communist undertones.
I don't think that
I am Moose Stittler.
What did you say about my sister?
Oh my god.
I like that name. That is the official combination of those three names. Moosef Stifler.
Moosa Stittler. Nine.
Oh boy.
June von Trin.
I don't think that would be able to happen.
Probably not. I'm gonna say the rules are you can't do the fusion dance and become one super ghost. All right.
That would be bitching.
Another topic to you guys. So, are you guys familiar with World War II? We were just talking about Hitler.
Oh, yes. I am familiar.
It happened. It was not a good time for anybody.
6 million Jews, Kyle.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I will.
You're making my booby blush.
What?
Stalingrad.
My booby, she blushes. On the grave.
Statistically and factually, the place where more people have died than anywhere else in the world. Yes. That battle had more casualties than any other conflict
where?
In human history.
Where?
Stalingrad.
Okay.
I'm like 90% sure. I heard that as a fact somewhere before. And I'm pretty sure it was Stalingrad.
Maybe we should have Kaylee look that up just in case. Can you look that up? Thank you.
Yeah. And while she's doing that, I'm just going to keep... We'll change the city if we need to, but... So let's say like hundreds of thousands of people died, both sides, and a lot of them, like, it's war. They're not going to be happy about their death. They come back, but they're sticking around where they died. Is Stalingrad now an unlivable city because there's just hundreds of thousands of ghosts?
Overrun by ghosts.
Yeah.
I think... Oh my gosh, my tummy. I think that...
Cammy's hungry for the truth.
I'm hungry for the truth and for cheese puffs.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel like as soon as anyone would die... regardless, especially when it comes to war, I think that coming back as a ghost would be routine.
I would agree.
Unless you really... I don't know. Because then you've got... I think you've got people who are okay with dying for their country, and that is finishing their business. You know what I mean? So I think there, on one hand, there's people, but especially back in like World War II, anything that was like pre not using the draft anymore, there were a lot of people who were drafted into these wars who did not want to go, who couldn't handle it, I think that nowadays we wouldn't see that as often. Because I'm not saying that like for people in the military, it's a goal for them to die. It's just like, it's more, they are willing to die for their country.
Let's say in a world where ghosts are real, it might be more of a like part of the military training to say, let go of everything if you're going to join the military so that when you die, you're conditioned to accept it as opposed to now where we're always fighting it.
Yes. So I don't know how it would work with people in the past.
And let me
especially
say,
like with like Vietnam, you know that a lot of those guys, like the American, I'm just talking Americans in general.
Not happy.
90% of those guys didn't want to be there.
It makes me think of Across the Universe when they're with that whole like draft scene, like doing everything they can not to have to go.
Exactly. Yeah, people were doing that.
So Stalingrad actually had between 1.25 and 1.75 million deaths.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, but
Stalin his city.
But I have a question. I want to get everyone's opinion on this. Is it like So you know that episode of The Twilight Zone where the
Pitch for the Angels,
No. The one where the guy the ex-SS officer returns back to the concentration camp?
I knew you were going to bring this episode up the minute you said Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, yeah. That one, well, it's like, okay.
I've never seen that.
So
that's one of my favorite episodes of that show.
It's dark as fuck.
It's so good.
But okay, the whole idea, this guy comes back and he escaped He escaped Germany under like a guise of like somebody else, and he's like
yes.
So he's completely he like washed his hands of it. And what do you guys think would be like, what if there was like a movie about that where some way somehow someone had to go to like it's like the 80s in Poland and people were yeah. like, oh, we got to go for some way, somehow they have to go to Auschwitz or some shit. And like fucking it's like haunted as fuck, obviously.
I don't think that anybody who died in Auschwitz who became or in any concentration camp at all who came back as a ghost would ever want to stay there.
Okay. Okay. That's
I don't
fair.
I don't think that there would be anyone there.
Well, what could they want to it's
ghost wise.
Well, what if they didn't want to stay there? What if they were like stuck there? Like what if that was like a movie? God. Like what do you guys would that be like a
then I don't think anybody would choose to
see the movie.
Have unfinished business. I don't know. Mm-hmm. If it were a choice,
say,
I don't.
I mean, like a movie of like people go into Auschwitz and being haunted. I feel like the ghost would be very mixed between like I don't want anyone else to suffer the way I did, and like what are you doing at the sight of my suffering? Get out.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Split around that line.
Yes.
It just seems like the most horrifying place in the world. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one's
That's
done
what
it
hell
yet.
Would be hell. Yeah. Hell. For anybody who died there would be for them to die, come back as a ghost, and not be able to leave.
Oh, God.
Even though there's nobody still there to hurt them. You know, it's yeah. Auschwitz and Dachau and all those concentration camps are kind of, they're very sacred ground now. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know.
They're
so,
not something you can... It's that ground is that is what it's for from now on. Like there, no one's gonna buy that ground, bulldoze it, and make a mall. It's,
yeah,
it is what it is. It's a constant reminder.
Oh my Can God. Ghosts?
Before you, why are you thinking
this
your
is
question?
This is a very dark
I
turn
say,
that this episode has
can
taken.
Can ghosts haunt
a mall? I want to
bring
us back to light with a fun fact. So during World War II, there was a Polish intelligence officer who would, because he was such a badass, volunteer to be sent to concentration camps so that he could infiltrate, disrupt, and like try and get people out, like free them and prison riot stuff.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, he was, and he did that to, like he went to Auschwitz, like he went to a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he would finish and get out, like he would be like, okay, where's the next concentration camp you can send me to?
Yeah,
he was badass, he was a hero. There's a song about him,
Oscar Schindler. I'm just
thinking of Oscar the Grouch.
Me and Schindler, we're not so different. We both made bullets for the Nazis, but mine worked, damn it.
Ew, boy.
Oh, Monty no. Burns.
Mother!
So, what was I going to say? I can't remember. Can ghosts, like... So, if you stuck your hand in a ghost, they wouldn't feel it and you would go through.
No, they'd like correct? It.
Yes, they are completely incorporeal.
And they can't hurt you?
They can
touch
move
you?
Stuff, like the angrier you are, the more power you have kind of thing. Like, if... Let's say concentration camp, you're in there and you're killed. You come back a few hours later and you're pissed. Like you can like throw stuff around.
Okay.
You can flip chairs.
I think I think that would have been the whole concentration camp thing would have been nipped in the bud very, very quickly.
Or would more spread out.
If we're
because like how do you participate in genocide when people are ghosts? They're coming back and pissed off and can hurt you. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ghosts nothing affects you anymore.
What if, okay, so aside...
Which is dangerous for people who are not good people to come back.
Genocide.
So moving away from the Auschwitz theory.
Let's stop.
What if
I'm
ghosts
getting
could
sad.
Dance?
You're going to tell me that I can't fuck a ghost if I can't have an interspectral relationship?
I love that word.
We call that the Aykroyd proposition.
Yes. Well, just yeah, exactly. Like Dan Aykroyd, Ghostbusters, but that also makes it's like, you know, if people can fuck the alien from They Live, you would think that the ghost can, you know, get down, be down to clown, ready to party.
Maybe it depends.
Maybe that's how they died, doing too many
it
drugs.
It depends on how strong your feelings are. Like if you're angry enough, you can move stuff. If you're horny enough. You can fuck.
Yes.
Broken off a piece in over 200 years. I'll need anybody.
Oh my God. What if it's like they sell like not blow up dolls, but they sell like silicon skin suits that the ghost can inhabit.
Oh my god, like Blade Runner 2049. Yes! Like you can get like a surrogate body. Yes. Oh my god. I love it.
Except it's like a it's like a sock. Like when the ghost isn't in it, it's like it just feels like silly putty.
I wonder how quickly that technology would develop, given that sex is a huge motivator.
Totally.
Whether we would have inhabitable Minutes. Sex suits before we would have, say, the automobile.
Are you?
Yeah, totally.
Are you making fun of my automobile?
It's the largest one I can afford.
Wave to the people. Blow them kisses. I think that the ability to have sex with ghosts would have developed lots of technology immediately.
And the best part is, you don't gotta wear a condom.
We could take.
No. Yeah, no. If you're a ghost, you can't get pregnant.
Jerry Springer, and we've determined that the ghost is not the father.
Kaiser Wilhelm is just joining us today. Tell us how you feel about your wife, Kaiser.
Mein wife, Yelly. I believe she's cheating on me. She is pregnant with baby, and I cannot give her.
Oh no!
Oh Kaiser, yippee skippy, yippee,
yippee, whippy dippy.
He's not even a cowboy.
All right, he's in.
I was just gonna say something. Okay. Here's my question.
All right.
Would you have a determined amount of time back on Earth? Because, like, I can imagine that we probably wouldn't still have ghosts from, like, the 1800s here with us now because everybody that they knew whenever they were alive would likely be dead. You can make new friends as a ghost, I'm assuming. You can meet new people, you know, make new relationships. Have a new life. Sure, but, like, does that time run out?
No. If you are there until you finish your business or you feel resolution, and, like, let's say I was in love with a girl, like Romeo and Juliet.
Sure.
And where star-crossed lovers, one of them comes back as a ghost, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
But I am so upset about it, I'm just going to stay around forever so that I cannot solve my business. My business becomes unsolvable. You are there until someone exercises you at that point. You are stuck if you cannot get over it.
Okay.
So I would imagine there's a lot of cavemen ghosts running around just being like, ooga booga. It's like, I don't speak ooga booga. I can't help you.
Maybe use different terminology there.
Don't ever say that again.
I'm sorry. I thought that was caveman speak.
Oh, I guess it could be, but you're wrong.
I was going for gibberish. I apologize if my gibberish was...
It's unga bunga. It's okay. That's what Captain Caveman says.
Unga bunga.
Is that what he says?
I swear to you. Who's the little Captain Caveman? Is that like his buddy Geech?
Caveman Cadet?
Mitch?
I don't know. Mitch. Kid Caveboy?
Yeah, Mitch. I love that that's like your go-to name. It's either Ricky or Mitch. Mine's Ricky.
Mine's Steve.
No. Okay. Well, I was talking to my buddy Jimmy Westchester. He moved out here.
Jimmy Westchester. How is he?
Oh my God. He's got himself in quite a pickle. He's like eight.
Oh no.
He's 8 months back on his rent, and his girlfriend left him.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
Yeah. So patreon.com/spookytimepodcast. I told him I'd give him some of the money for it, and he really needs it. So, you know how it is.
Yeah.
'Tis the season.
Do we have like another topic that you wanted to discuss?
I got other sections of this. Yeah, we can.
Oh, sweet Jesus. God.
Let's do maybe one more, and then we could make this a two-parter if we wanted to.
Yeah, we'll do one more. My ideas are all so big. They have to have multiple episodes. I'm so
special. Love it. No, this is great.
All right. So we all know we live in capitalism. It's a terrible society.
Sure. Late stage capitalism is ruining us.
Crapitalism.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you guys think capitalism would best monetize ghosts?
Sex.
I mean, we got
ghostitutes.
How do you? I mean, you can't pay the ghost. Like, how do you convince them? Be like, hey, baby, you're looking slamming. What if I just cut your head off and you come back and you ghost sex some people.
Huh.
Would they do it? Like, how do you make ghosts come back? Or do you just capitalize on the ghosts that you have?
Well, in order to make them come back, you got to make them come the first time. Oh!
Oh!
Giggity, giggity.
Well, as a ghost, you can choose to not come back to Earth at all.
That's true.
Yeah. But
if you're like, I don't want to be a ghost sex slave, you don't have
you
to.
You could Dr. Manhattan absolutely. Yourself and go right to Mars.
I don't. I guess ghosts would have to have some sort of human rights set in place, but it might be like robot rules. Somehow, I don't know. Just like the way that artificial intelligence might be treated.
So ghosts are basically like the elderly. We give them,
but they are real humans.
They have no rights once they hit a certain
point.
Artificial
intelligence that robots lack, which is like actual like real feelings and a soul. And,
I have oil in me, and you do not.
I don't know.
Ghosts dream of electric sheep.
Yes. Why did you deactivate me, Father Kyle? I am your son.
Shut Kyle your mouth.
Your beautiful baby shut boy. Up. 2020 will be my year. I have a goatee now and a backwards hat.
Absolutely.
Zac Efron is my BFF.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, Dad. Kyletron out. Oh, it sounds like you got a lot of, well, in order to keep,
no,
you need to keep your house clean before you come and tell us how to run our show, Kyle. You can't have your son coming in here and giving us the lip.
Oh, the business. Jarrett, if I could destroy the part of you that makes that noise, I would.
Push me off a train.
Oh, no.
Strangers pushed off a train.
That's a Hitchcock movie.
So my thought
movie.
For capitalism ghosts, so let's say you get the biggest stars, everyone loves them. But you're like, oh, if they age too much, they're going to be age out of relevancy. And I want them hot, young, and starring in my movies. First off, celebrities are psychologically tortured by studios.
Totally.
That's a fact. What if they did it so much that they make the person think, you have to keep making movies, even in the afterlife. It is your responsibility
like
to
you
your
are,
fans.
Or they make like contractual obligations for people. In the event of your death, you still have to work for us for this many years or
it.
You
my holographic
let's
likeness
talk about like the Marvel movies,
the Marvel cinematic afterlife
MCU like so like would Paul Rudd have to sign a contract that says that he has to play Ant-Man for this amount of movies even if he dies?
Well, that's the thing with again with like the prostitution thing where it's like they can sign whatever they want, but no one's forcing a ghost to do anything.
Yeah,
you would have to convince them like this is important enough or break them mentally enough so that they believe with all their heart and soul that yes, I have to be Ant-Man. That is the sole purpose of my soul.
You can always
choose to not come back. That might be like a loophole in the contract, but like if you do choose to come back, you do have to,
you're fucked.
It's a clause in the contract that you have to continue working. You know,
a Santa Claus,
if you will.
Tim Allen, Santa Claus number 14, subsection 7.
Oh, no.
I fucking love that movie.
I know you do. I know you do. Buddy.
I was very confused as a kid when they murdered Santa and everyone just kind of went with it.
They were like, oh, all right.
Don't shed a tear for old Saint Nick. We got Tim Allen.
Yeah, it's okay.
We got Buzz Lightyear, kids. Well, there are a lot of actors are still chained to studios a lot of the time, but it's not necessarily as bad as it used to be, where like basically like Judy Garland and like Mickey Rourke, like when they back in like the 30s, 40s, 50s, these celebrities, these actors were. They belonged to a specific studio. They belonged to Paramount. They belonged to Columbia Pictures or whatever. And they had to make movies for them for a certain amount of years. You know? Yeah. So I think that people... That still happens now.
If you die, Judy, we get your brain.
Yep. Yes,
they
exactly.
They saved Judy's brain.
Some say that her brain is still there, and they put it into Renee Zellweger for that movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll bet they did.
I heard it was bad, but she won an award.
Oh. You heard it was bad? I heard it was fantastic.
Everyone knows that the Golden Globes are the biggest fucking... what's the word I'm looking for? The biggest surprise cream pie of the movie award season.
Is it?
Like, you didn't want it, and then there it is.
What,
like,
does
what
that
the
mean?
Fuck?
That's what my mom entitled her autobiography.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, boy. And then 9 months
Someone
later, you
me.
Came out, Kyle.
Oh, no.
I don't see how those are connected.
It's a cookbook, you sick fuck.
Oh.
All right, and with the mention of the Golden Globes, I think we have gone full circle.
Yes, we have.
We'll keep this topic if we want to discuss it again in our back pocket, but that'll be it for today.
Chandler got robbed!
Was he nominated?
No!
He probably will be for the Oscars.
He fucking better be, I swear to God. The man wore fake teeth and a mole. Give it to him. Give it to him.
Yes. He went full Charlize Theron in Monster.
Yes.
Huh?
He Eileen Wuornos'd himself.
Wow. Yeah, he didn't look at all like Adam Sandler in
no,
that movie.
And fucking Kevin Garnett.
Yes, he did.
Kevin Garnett deserves a Best Supporting Actor nod because he fucking...
Yeah?
He's great. Like, for someone who has only maybe, like, done voices for, like, NBA basketball games, he fucking brought it. And he,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see it. This is my favorite time of year when it comes to movies.
It's the favorite time of year.
Because this is when they all kind of come out. Like December.
Like children.
Sort of January.
9 months after prom, yeah.
I'm going to see if something can top The Lighthouse for me, because I think that was my favorite movie this year.
Oh, man. Cameron.
I think The Light tops The Lighthouse. That's on the top of it.
Oh, boy.
I also really, really liked Knives Out this year.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That was like...
Oh, don't
you
spoil
liked,
it for
you,
I'm not
I'm
gonna
just going
to
say,
you, liked, you need to see it. It's
you
so
liked,
good.
The Lighthouse more than Knives Out?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I think I need to make, like, a top 10 list, but it's in no particular order, or maybe like a top 5.
Are you talking of the year or the decade? Because I whipped out my decade, and I'm already...
That was amazing. I was surprised by some of those.
I already hate it.
And like going through those lists, it was like I was going through years of being friends with you. You know, it's like, oh, my God, like, you really liked Trash Humpers that year. I remember because we watched it 40 times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
I mean, I'm down. If you guys are down to do a decade wrap up in film or year wrap up in film, tell us you want it. Send us an Instagram message.
At
Spooky Time Network. Let us know. Tell us stuff.
Oh, I can't remember things that happened a decade ago.
Yeah.
Well, how about year? We'll do this year. Well, like your tops and your bottoms. Doesn't have to be horror. It can be a
We did that episode.
Wait, what's up?
We've done that. That's a thing that happened.
Yes.
The horror one already.
Oh yeah.
Yes. All right.
Smithers, I'm home.
Let's plug ourselves.
Woo. I've been
starting
unplugged since
Jarrett.
I got home from
starting
work.
Starting with Jarrett, plug yourself. It's been so long.
Oh, yeah. Hi. You can find me on Instagram at musk_tusk. Give me a follow and I'll rub your belly and scratch behind your ears. Oh,
promise.
You can also find me on Twitter at Jarrett_Miller. I don't use it. I look at things. But if you send me a message and try to get me to join the Illuminati again, I will entertain that. That's a fun fact about this year that I think I forgot to talk about on the air, how someone approached me to join the Illuminati.
I think you did talk about
that.
That
was also an episode.
Okay, was it? Okay. Okay, we definitely talked about that then. You know, here's to 2020. Perfect vision. Hindsight is 2020, baby. So you can find me on those places. Cammy, where the heck can we find you? I need to know.
You can find me on Instagram at Crambles. You can find me on Twitter at Crambly, if you so please. You can also find me on Snapchat at Crambly. I'm kind of boring, though. Like Jared said, you can find us as a network on Instagram at Spooky Time Network, all one word. Yeah. Oh, you can also find us on Facebook if you want to, at Spooky Time Network. I've been thinking more and more about making us a Twitter. I think that might happen.
Twitter.
I think I might make that happen. So yeah. Kyle, where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at
if you dare.
Fible goes.
The away. Fuck? Are you having a stroke?
I don't know what's going on with Kyle.
Oh, I'm back.
I think he's drunk.
He got possessed.
I wish. Oh, he got possessed. Like 3 bottles of
Gumbo
wine.
Boy lost his spice.
Weed is legal now. Kyle's really high.
Oh my god, you guys want to hear a funny story?
I do.
I'm like so close to quitting my job, I don't even care. I'm going to tell you guys this.
Hooray!
So we're supposed to have a guy who was going to start like Thursday or sometime this last week.
Yeah.
You guys know weed became legal this past week, right? He came into work. He was filling out all the I'm working here now, sign the paperwork. My boss like, okay, like take this cup and go to the place and give us a urine sample. And the kid's like, I want to start next week.
He actually said that?
Yes. We gave him a week to cleanse his system.
That was nice of you.
You guys, it's still, I guess you guys are operating heavy machinery.
We are Department of Transportation, and they will never let you do
drugs. It's still illegal on a federal level. You can't be working at a government facility and be Cheech Marin. I'm sorry.
Taylor told me he works for a local park district, and he and his coworkers who do like the landscaping and the like operating heavy machinery, they're the only sect of the park district who is going to still be tested for marijuana.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like he needs a new job.
So everybody else, I mean, no, he doesn't partake anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But,
I did see that guy who looked just like Taylor smoking a bong behind the Chili's last time I was in Crystal Lake.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a Chili's?
The Crystal Lake Chili's or the Randall Chili's?
The Crystal Lake Chili's, of course.
Oh, okay. Yes, Kyle, there are two Chili's.
Damn.
Chili's.
Find me on Instagram.
There's also one in McHenry.
July.
Oh, yeah. Find Kyle. Where can we find you, Kyle?
Instagram, old man yells at clouds, underscores between all the words. To give you a little teaser of what you might find on there, I think I saw a license plate that said, eight cum on my way to the recording tonight.
It said eat cum?
It said, what I thought it said was ATECUM.
Yikes. Can you imagine?
Hit a guy trying to get behind him so I can get that picture.
Maybe dangerous. He likes his food in some sort of omelet form. I don't know. Maybe.
Ew! That's so funny. I was just talking about that video today.
I told someone, I was talking about it last night with,
no way.
Like 2 days ago. That's weird.
That's weird. Why do we think about those things?
I don't know.
I don't.
I need a shot.
Donate $66 to our Patreon, and I'll give you the Hidden Lost Proto episode that I have on my phone.
$66 for that garbage?
75 cents.
They don't know it's garbage. All they know is
$66 for that.
We have five recording? Hosts. It's the Twilight Zone, which is arguably the greatest show ever. I'll argue as I try and ask for $66.
Oh, okay.
And you guys are going to love it. Patreon.com/spookytime.
Podcast.
I was waiting for one of you guys to look up and be like,
fucking
give
God,
me the next word.
Kyle.
I've never been on the website.
It's coming.
Kaylee, where can we find you?
Your girl KJen on any social media platform.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Short of course. Speak. Yes.
All right. Okay. We will see you all in a couple weeks with a new topic. Maybe the same topic. We don't know. Fuck it. 2020. We're being spontaneous.
Sharks with
where we
freaking
shouldn't
laser
be.
I'm
taking my watch off. Whoa.
And just in case you don't listen to our other show, we are releasing on a different day now.
Yes.
Yes.
We will now be releasing this show on Sundays.
Instead
not
of
Mondays.
You're getting spooky time a day early.
Yes, you can
or
go
6 days late.
You can have
shut up.
Well, it's now you can sit back, kick back, relax, smoke a doob, pet your pup, or pet your kitty. And, you know, you can do whatever you want. Now, I feel, you know, Monday's hard enough. And listening to the show just is going to add to that stress. So just listen to it on Sunday.
I get stressed out. It's like, is that what I sound like? Why?
No. I get stressed listening to the show because after it's over, I'm like, where's the rest of it? I want more.
Really? That's good.
Yes.
I'm happy you feel that way.
So do the viewers. We love you guys.
Thanks, viewers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. As always.
As always.
I forgot we did this.
Stay spooky.